Moncrief on News Talk.
The other day, we were talking about the high number of derelict sites and buildings which could be used for housing in this country. But as was pointed out, the cost of refurbishment can be too high. It's easier to demolish and build again. And we're not the only country that has this issue. Around Europe, a building is demolished every minute. But Ludwig Engels believes we should fight for refurbishment. He's a member of House Europe, a European Citizens Initiative, and he will be in conversation this evening at 6 p.m. at the International Centre for the Image on Mayor Street Upper and North Wall in Dublin 1. Ludwig, good afternoon to you.
Thanks for having me.
So how do we make this kind of thing cheaper? Because especially a lot of problems people would have here with older buildings is that in terms of their insulation is terrible and all that kind of stuff, and it's more hassle than it's worth rather than knocking it down.
Right, but let me maybe give you a story why we started this initiative, House Europe, you know, a thing that would try to push renovation instead of demolition. Opposite of our office, there was a perfectly fine building, fully occupied, 70s building, not very beautiful, kind people, the florist, the haircutter, everything. Yeah. They lived in there. It was a perfectly fine building. And our practice of adapting buildings was always, okay, this is a prime example of how we can change the existing building. At one point, that building was being vacated. It was being demolished and a new building was being built. Luxury apartments that stayed empty. So instead of our people that kind of formed our community, it was luxury apartments for people that probably lived in Dubai or somewhere and just treated the apartments as investment.
Yeah. Right?
And so I think there's another point to the question of whether demolition is really cost effective. It's a question of cultural values. It's a question of which city do we want to live in? Do we want to live in a fancy, well-maintained city with no people? Or do we want to live in a city that might have its cracks, that might also have its problems, but at least there's neighbors, at least there's local business, at least there's people you like to share your life with?
Yeah. So is the issue then not necessarily refurbishing rather than knocking down? A building might need to be knocked down, but if you put the original inhabitants of that knocked down building back in there, then that's okay.
Yeah, but
that's a better building.
Exactly, but that's wishful thinking because what happens is once somebody has to move out of a building, the probability that that person for nearly that rent can move back into that building is zero.
Yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
So you lose the social mixity in the moment you tear down a building. And there is exceptions to that cause where really successful projects have been able to redevelop the building in cost, you know, not being too expensive and having the same people still in that building. And the lever is to incentivize that sort of business. So House Europe is actually looking for a legal change on European level that would allow developers to make it profitable to adapt an existing building instead of tearing it down and building something new.
Okay, how would you make it profitable for them to do that? Because there's a lot of moving parts
of
in
course,
that, I would have thought.
Of course, and what we are doing is definitely not the final solution, but it's a beginning. Very simply, we put VAT down to zero on redeveloping of buildings. So that's already, you know, depending on the country, between 19 and 24% of the building costs that are being not asked for through that. Then there's another thing, which is the emissions, the gray energy that are in the building itself. At the moment, it's not being recognized as an asset, you know, like emissions, CO2 emissions that you don't put out because of the demolition, but that are kept in the building. If they can be put into the equation, that's also on the sustainability issue.
Yeah.
You could put that in.
Yeah.
So it's these little steps. It's not this kind of this massive thing that would change everything, but it's these little steps that hopefully change our attitude towards why we need to keep the buildings.
Thanks a million for coming in for us today, Ludwig. And as I said, Ludwig is speaking this evening at 6 o'clock. That was Ludwig Engels there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.